FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Dr. Mart-Marie van Groening, who's representing the SA Mushroom Farmers Association. Welcome to the show, Mart-Marie. I know you can teach us so much about mushrooms. They're such an invaluable part of a well-balanced diet, especially in terms of macro and micronutrients. Can you just give me a bit of an overview of what they're worth?
I would actually start to say that mushrooms for a long time was promoted for what it does not contain. Like it's no fat, it's got no cholesterol, no sodium, it's low in calories, low GI, no gluten. Not that these are bad. But mushrooms have got much, much more to offer. And I think it relates to the fact that mushrooms are fungi, not a plant, so it's got an absolutely unique nutrient profile. So on the macronutrient front, I would highlight the protein value. Mushrooms is relatively high in protein, 3 grams per 100 gram serving. That's a serving is 100 grams of mushrooms. It sounds little, but bearing in mind the mushroom is 93% water, it's actually high comparing to other vegetable foods. So, of course, an excellent component for vegetarian diets. And even in the olden days, they would regard mushrooms as the poor man's meat. These are now in European countries where people would go out in the forest and do mushroom hunting, collect the wild mushrooms. But the micronutrients are the interesting one. Mushrooms contain a whole host of vitamins, and interestingly, it's vitamins that you would mostly associate with animal products, like vitamin B5, B3, B2, pantothenic acid, niacin, riboflavin, and so on, vitamin H, and it comes in amounts that it provides between 20 and 30% of your daily recommended intake of these vitamins if you would eat a portion of mushrooms, which is 100 grams. And that's quite significant.
That is. And what about vitamin D?
Vitamin D is an interesting one. Mushrooms contain a component called ergosterol. Now, ergosterol is the precursor for vitamin D. But it needs UVB light to convert to vitamin D. So wild mushrooms have got a much higher vitamin D. Unfortunately, the commercial mushrooms could be high, but it's not because it's grown in rooms where they just switched on the lights when they harvest the mushrooms. But like a mushroom is a living thing. Once it's harvested in the pellet, it's still growing, it's alive. So you can actually take pallet of mushrooms and just put it out in the windowsill for an hour. We're not in the sun, obviously it will go off, and it will convert and make its own vitamin D.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now in Australia and Canada, countries like that, they actually would market mushrooms as vitamin D enriched mushrooms. So when they pack those mushrooms in the pack houses on the belt, it will run through a UV light machine, just a burst of UV light, and it converts the ergosterol in vitamin D.
And
it contains huge amounts, way more than your recommended dosage.
That's really good to know. And Mart-Marie, I know October around the corner is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What role can mushrooms play in fighting cancer?
Now, that's a nice story. What actually happened is that statistics show that breast cancer amongst Chinese women is 5 times lower compared to women from the West or other countries. And the other fact is that the Chinese is by far the biggest consumers of mushrooms as part of their daily diet. They see mushrooms as part of a balanced meal. So in mushroom science, there's a whole big international organization. They decided to see if there is a link and if there is a connection between mushrooms and breast cancer. Now, we know that all mammary tumors, ovarian and breast cancer, are hormone-linked, and it's actually linked to estrogen. Now, mushrooms contain a fatty acid that inhibits an enzyme that's involved in the biochemical pathway in making estrogen. So in postmenopausal women, they would actually prescribe an estrogen block. Mushrooms contain this compound that stops making estrogen, and it actually blocks aromatase. That is the enzyme that it blocks, that it inhibits. So in that way, it prevents the production of estrogen, and in that way, it can fight or inhibit breast cancer. So it was proved, and they did a meta-analysis where they found then that the average consumption of 10 grams of mushrooms per day, that's the average of one button mushroom, a fair-sized button mushrooms per day, can reduce the chances of breast cancer. So it was against this background then that mushrooms associations all around the world, including SAMHSA, decided to support the fight against breast cancer, and that's in October month you get the pink punnets and raise money for Reach for Recovery.
It's a wonderful cause, and I know my new motto is going to be eat more mushrooms. Marthe-Marie, thank you for that wonderful information. I'm going to ask you just to finish off, what music do you enjoy when you're busy cooking your mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. Largely music with a beat. No, I like nice music, not anything in particular. I must say when I'm in a relaxed mood, I like classical music, but in general, some happy music.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
For mouth-watering recipes and more about mushrooms, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.